Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this podcast is being recorded and aired for October 23rd, 2022. Getting closer and closer to Halloween. My favorite time of the year. It really is. I enjoyed it even as a kid. I couldn't wait for Halloween. In fact, I always made haunted houses when I was a kid out of the garage and old costumes and such. And dragging kids through on my wagon. It was pathetic but fun. I loved being a kid, still am. Well, we're going to talk about what Barbra Streisand sang so many years ago, people. People who need people, that she sang, were the luckiest people of all. I don't think so, but here's where we are. And we're going to talk about people, their place in our life, and what they're really all about, and not what we'd like to believe they're all about. So you're going to have to keep a very open mind here. And I know that 99% of you will disagree with me, but that's not the point. The point is answering the question that Anne sent me from Florida. If there's anything left of it. And she says, do people that we hang out with affect us? And do we draw certain people that are to be our friends, our lovers, our mates, our children, our family? Anne, I want to begin by thanking you for your very kind words about the podcast and my TV programs. Thank you. Well, nothing is by chance or by accident. You really have to go into realizing what people are all about and the kind of people that we draw to ourselves and the kind of collective unconscious that we live in. So to cover all of that would take much more time than I have here on this podcast, but I will give you the Reader's Digest version, the quickest way to maybe understand this or to deal with it. You never know who a person is that enters into your life. You just never know. You don't know what they were maybe in a past life to you. And if you don't believe in reincarnation, then none of this means anything to you. So there you are there. There's nothing I could say to help you. But if you understand past life experiences, if you understand that we have many, many people that we carry with us into lifetime after lifetime based on the same mentality, the same karma, the same, shall we say, acuity, mental acuity. Once we understand that and that we are here to not just rectify things with them or maybe even resolve some things with them, but that we are here to learn love through them, no matter who they are, that we are here to maybe manifest a sense of love and compassion for these people. If you can understand that, if you can come to a place inside you where you do not look at this life from the point of view of a myopic attitude, a myopic frame of thinking, then you would understand that every person that comes into our life is sacred. How we interpret these people is a huge problem. Huge problem. And I don't know if many people can really do that. I don't know many people who have the patience, the kindness, the foresight, the reveal, the insight to understand who a person is that walks into our life. I don't think many people have that. And I don't think many people are much interested in it. But if you are, Anne, if you really are, then you will take no person for granted. You would take no person as an insult or a compliment. You would take no person for the, shall we say, the face value of them. You would learn to sit and listen to what they have to say or what they are. You would see how they fit into your state of mind, your state of emotions, how they fit into there. If you observe, you will see how they fit. And the people that have hurt us the most emotionally are the ones that are just as important as the ones we think of as the ones that love us or have given us affection. Now, to be able to understand your enemy, to love your enemy as yourself, as Jesus said, you would have to, within your own state of being, be extremely generous. And I don't find people generous at all. I never have. In my 50 years of being a teacher, I have never, ever seen anyone be generous. Now, when I say generous, I'm not talking about what they're willing to give money-wise. I am talking about being compassionate, forgiving, and merciful. No, 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 no. People like to hold grudges. And what you and I have to look at within ourselves is, why do I like the conflict? Why do I like the grudge? Why do I let my human heart dictate to me exactly who a person is and if they're a good guy or a bad guy? You will probably die, Anne, with a lot of people who have passed through your life who you know little or nothing about in regard to who they are and how they live within you and what they were there for in your life. And I will guarantee you 9 out of 10 times, you will have to admit it was not handled well by you or them, and that you didn't really get it. You didn't really understand it, and hence you thought it didn't matter, and you walked away with one more thing, like a prejudice, an anger, a resentment, something that you said or did that was unkind that you're going to have to live out in your life. So the people that we draw to ourselves are pertinent. They're very important. They're there to help us understand the state of our love. They're not there to have friendships with us, and they're not there to give us what we want, affection, adoration, gratification. They're not there for all of that. They're not there to fulfill my biology or your biology by having children and things like that. It's not what it's about. I ask people, why did you have kids? And they go, I don't know. It's just something you do. It's what you're supposed to do. Really? That's as far as it goes. It's something you're supposed to do. To live in such a manner, to live in such a way, is not only terribly unenlightened, but more importantly, it's cruel and vicious to our lives. And we miss the real meaning, and we just don't understand the nature of living and what it's really all about. Everyone in my life who has ever passed through my life is significant. And they did not pass through. These people all left their mark in my life. How I dealt with that mark, well, depends upon whether or not I understood the reveal. I had the intelligence to understand what they were there for, what they were really there for, and the ones that I didn't understand, to stay open to the point of why they were there and are there. Now, this takes great courage. This would mean that everything matters, and life is terribly significant. And everything that happens in this life is significant. If you don't understand that, if you don't get that, if you don't live from that, if that is not obvious to you, then you will miss. You will miss your life. You will miss the state of your life. You will not understand what we're here for. The people you hang out with, as you put it, are your your crowd, your pack, your flock. And if you understand that without hesitation, take a look. What do we all share? What is this all about for us? Why are we friends? Why are we together? And don't look at the commonality in the ego or the personality. Don't let that be a criteria. Look deeper. What is the emotional foundation that brings us together? And you will see it's based on a lot of pettiness and pride. And when pettiness and pride make more sense to us than does compassion and love, we miss. We miss everything that is deeply important to us. Sit with this a minute. Take a look in. Whoever might be your very best friend or your family, what is there? Why are they there? You want them there probably, most likely, to keep you company because you can't be alone and you don't want to be alone and you get hurt easily and you're terribly emotional and you want people to support you in your emotions. And when we do things like that, when we think in that way, and some of them are very secretive thoughts we don't want everybody to know, once we see all of this and recognize this, then something starts to happen within us. We start to realize that the significance of anyone is not based in the emotions they provoke within me. They're there as a messenger. They're there as a message. And it is important for me to listen to that message and to understand that messenger and why they are necessary in my life. There is no way logically or theoretically in our reasoning that we are going to be able to understand this. You have to have a sense of consciousness. You have to go beyond your own self-righteousness. And if you don't go beyond that, then they just look like a human being with a persona and a body and a brain, and you're looking for the words you want them to say to you that would make you feel good about yourself, and that will be as far as it goes. Now, to explore beyond that small mind, that petty mind, that myopic mind that we all share, is what a spiritual practice is all about. And if you start to awaken in that spiritual practice ever so slightly, you will start to realize without a shadow of a doubt the sacredness of every person that comes to you, whether you think they're your friend or they're your foe. Now that's up to you. Most people do not have the patience, the kindness, the mercy, nor, I'm going to just say it, the intelligence to truly understand that. It is much easier to take the people that we think hurt us and make them our enemy than to embrace them and seek out why they were there in the first place and ask ourselves the question, what is it about me that made that person possible in my life? They're not going to do that. And they're not going to ask for forgiveness from the people that they misunderstood or that misunderstood them. They're just not going to do it. Pride gets in the way. And until pride is diminished, until pride is kind of removed from our psyche in some way or another, looking at it as the futility of our life, we will never really understand the people we hang out with, the people that come into our life, the people that leave our life. We will never, ever really understand it, nor appreciate who and what they really were and are to us. And we owe an apology to both the people that we love and the people that we hate. So much involved. I told you it would be big. I hope that helps you, Anne. And please forgive me. Namaste. Well, there we are. Another week done. I'll be back on the air next week with more podcasts and more questions. If you have any question, you know how to get a hold of me. Greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful weekend and please forgive me. Hey. Namaste.